From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad responded to international pressure and announced today that his country will gradually pull its troops out of Lebanon. He addressed the Syrian parliament. Syria first sent soldiers into Lebanon in 1976 after the onset of the Lebanese Civil War. It has since reduced its forces there, but retains some 15,000 troops. We'll be taking a closer look at the Syrian presence in Lebanon and the diplomacy that led up to today's announcement. But we begin our coverage tonight with NPR's Ivan Watson. He was in Martyrs Square in Beirut with a crowd of several thousand Lebanese who watched the Syrian leader's announcement on widescreen TVs. Hi, Ivan.
Hey, Jennifer.
So were the Lebanese around you pleased with President Assad's announcement?
No, they were quick to denounce this speech. The opposition leaders who were running this demonstration, they called it a smokescreen. They said Assad had not agreed to their demands, which are the full withdrawal of all Syrian troops and intelligence agents from Lebanon. They were skeptical, too, saying they've heard talk of some kind of withdrawal before. Syria has made incremental troop withdrawals over the past 5 years. But as you said, they still have some 14,000 to 15,000 troops left here. As for the crowd, it was a real hate fest against the Syrian government. They spent a lot of time booing at the screen, yelling insults, things like liar, at Assad as he spoke. And we can listen to some of the sound of the crowd's reaction here in Martyrs Square the first time they saw Assad appear on their TV screens.
Strong reaction there. Ivan, can you tell us what President Assad said in his speech?
Well, he defended Syria's intervention into Lebanon, saying it had nothing to do with controlling this country. He said that Syria had been invited in to help bring an end to the civil war here. He described the Syrian presence here as humanitarian and said he was in favor of withdrawing troops because keeping so many soldiers here is expensive. But he also said this had to be done carefully in the interest of Lebanon's stability. He offered to withdraw those troops to the eastern Bekaa Valley and then to meet with the Lebanese leadership next week to negotiate a further possible withdrawal to the Syrian-Lebanese borders. He made no mention of the intelligence agents that the opposition parties here and that President George W. Bush have said have to leave Lebanon. He also said this withdrawal would only take place if all Lebanese factions agreed that Syria must leave.
Well, how likely is that?
Lebanon hasn't had a government here since the pro-Syrian prime minister resigned last Monday. A new government has to be hammered out, and these opposition rallies don't represent the entire country. It's only a couple thousand people that I saw here tonight, Jennifer. In fact, one of the most important Shiite political groups, Hezbollah, it has not spoken out on this issue. One of the big concerns will be, even if Syria pulls out, will Hezbollah agree to go along with some of the opposition groups which want Hezbollah to disarm?
NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.